Our leaders seem a bit confused as to why their much-hyped economic recovery simply isn't recovering. Gosh, have they ever considered that real production no longer exists in America? That's why so many of these formerly United States are going belly up. Countless industries that once flourished in America, like Dell, General Electric, Cooper Tire, Hewlett-Packard, have obeyed their masters at Goldman Sachs and dumped American workers and exported their jobs to China and India. Without real production fueling the economy, the Zionist Fed last November fired up their well-oiled printing presses and pumped out another down-and-dirty $900 billion in worthless paper, alleging that it would give the economy the boost it needed. Shalom Bernanke dubbed that latest scheme QE2, quantitative easing 2, which sounds more like an enema than solid economic policy. The result was increased inflation, leaving us all with higher prices from the supermarket to the gas pump and all points in between. And now the Zionist Fed is about to roll out QE3, like a junkie needing another fix. The Fed is only too happy to give Uncle Sam yet another interest-bearing jab. Of course, nothing is remedied by injecting our neurotic economy with more junk money, and the Fed can be counted on for more of the same down the road. With most U.S. industry long gone, there's no real production engine left to support the system with legitimate income. So the Fed keeps creating more cash out of thin air. Trade agreements between nations using their own currencies are becoming commonplace. Between Russia and China, between China and Brazil, between Germany and Russia, between India and Iran, all telltale signs of a revolt against the dollar. The Global Foundation for the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency is crumbling. As Paul Craig Roberts says, soon most Americans will know what real poverty is. The ugly truth is that the Goldman Sachs Zionists and their synagogue sidekicks at the Fed are pushing down the dollar against a stronger euro, yen, and even the pound. The plan is to weaken the dollar enough to make our exports, what's left of them, competitive. But what may be good for purchasers abroad will be disastrous for Americans at home as new masses of homeowners find out they can't even pay their light and heating bills, let alone their mortgages. The fix is in, folks. As the new quantitative easing enema is greased up, as your personal finances erode beyond your worst nightmare, it's time to invest what's left of your savings in gold, especially silver. Both metals will rise, but silver will quite likely leave gold in the dust. Hi-ho, silver. Bye-bye.